I often say that Yotam Ottolenghi's books are about how you take your cooking to another level. It's how you just go a little bit beyond what you might normally be good at. They're not really that hard, but Yotam is self-aware enough to know that sometimes people regard his recipes as maybe just somewhere they don't want to venture, which is why he has called his next cookbook Simple, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Yotam Ottolenghi back to the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Why did you call it Simple?
Well, it's called Simple because it is simple. And the idea behind this book is that I took it upon myself to put myself in the cook's shoes for change. Mm. And I had, I write a column for the Guardian newspaper in London. And there's always comments underneath the recipes that I never read, but I secretly do read.
And, don't read the comments. Don't read the comments.
And people always say, oh, that is just too complicated. There's too many ingredients. There's too much this. There's too much shopping. Where would I find this? Where would I find that? So this book was really to address all these comments at the bottom of my Guardian column. But, you know, more seriously, it really is about understanding what gives people anxiety in the kitchen, what makes them not want to cook a dish that I publish and I think it's great.
Do you mind that people sort of look at your books and go, not everyone, and I've actually spruiked your wares heaps of times gladly because I cook out of something like Jerusalem a lot, but do you mind that people go, Ottolenghi, too hard? Does that upset you?
In a way, I think it's absolutely fine because if it was so simple, maybe the other people wouldn't be bothered to cook it because that would be like any other recipe. So yeah. You need to find your place and you need to define it and be proud of it, which I've always been. But I thought that I'm missing a trick in the sense that a lot of people are put off by the notion that the recipes are complicated, although even within the normal recipes, there's a lot of very simple recipes, and I wanted to put it out there that you could get the same level of complexity, all those incredible flavors, that surprise that you get when you have an Ottolenghi dish, but with less effort. Mm. And in true to fashion, the notion of simplicity was not that simple to define, and we worked quite hard, myself and the team, to understand how we want to approach it. And we use this coding system using the word simple, and it's a six-letter S-I-M-P-L-E, to code the recipes. So every recipe would be simple in one or yes. more ways.
I really want to go through that categorization. And I've got to say, I've even written S-I-M-P-L-E, the categories, and I didn't realize it spelled out the word simple. So that just proves how simple I am. I am a big advocate for Yotam Ottolenghi's work and his recipes. I've told you about things from Jerusalem. In fact, the 16-year-old on the weekend cooked a recipe from Noppi, which is not one of the simpler cookbooks. So if our kids can do it, you can do it as well. So I do want to know what you're eating tonight. I want to know what you are cooking tonight. 1300-222-774 is the phone number. Sadly, Yotam is not going to be able to take your questions. We are time traveling and recording this before you are hearing it. So forgive us. It's all Yotam could do to get into a studio, but not while we were actually on air. But 1300-222-774. We'll go through one of his recipes as well. And I just want to know what you are making tonight. Yotam, it's incredibly meta. Because the S-I-M-P-L-E, the L, of course, is for lazy cooks.
Yes.
Like, you're very conscious. Take me through the categories.
Okay, I'll take you through the categories really very quickly. So S stands for short on time, something that wouldn't take you more than half an hour to cook. I stands for ingredients, 10 or less. And if you follow the Ottolenghi recipe, you know that 10 or less is very little. It's a bare minimum. You can't do with less than 10.
Not 15 herbs on some lamb or something.
No, no, you know, it's not. But it's also not Jamie Oliver's five ingredients. So we're somewhere in between. And the M is a really important category. That's make ahead. And it's the kind of all those dinner parties and events and even just feeding your family where you think like, I'm there in the kitchen and all the rest of the people are having fun. So the make ahead is all those dishes you prepare ahead of time and you put them together or warm them up when it's time to eat. The P is pantry. So those are recipes those for people that don't like all that shopping all the time, you know, going and seeking out za'atar in some kind of dodgy corner of town. So
I'm sure you can get za'atar in nice places as well.
Yeah. So that's the pantry recipes, and those are pasta dishes, rice dishes, frozen peas, frozen corn, you know, all the things that you probably have in the kitchen. So that saves you going out shopping. L is the lazy. We talked about those. Those are roasts and stews and things that you put in the pot, go read a book, come back, and delightful. Dinner's ready.
Yep.
And E is a bonus category that's easier than you think. And those are recipes that you look at and you think, oh, I can't do that. It's the psychology of the cook. You know, it's a complicated thing. When we see something that says confit next to it, we think, oh, that's from a restaurant. I don't know what that French word means. But actually, sometimes they're very simple things to do, or an ice cream or quick bread or whatever. And those are E. And every recipe in the book would have at least one of those attached to it. So when you go through the book, you go, oh, that's a make ahead, I'll do this one. Or that's a pantry, that's a rice, pasta, whatever dish, I can cook that. So it was just about making it really clear and make simple stand out in a more kind of Ottolenghi way.
1300 222 774. I do want to know what you are cooking tonight. You can text as well on 0437 774 774. I want to go through a recipe with you as well, Yotam. But before I do, you skipped something in the pantry section. Because there's everyday pantry and there's Ottolenghi ingredients in the pantry. Now, I've got the pomegranate molasses and it's probably been there, well, it's been there for a while, I guess.
Well, that's good because that actually keeps really well.
Yeah. But I think we've been buying that. When did that, you've been talking about that since like 2005 or something. What are the Ottolenghi ingredients? So what are those things that I might want to have in the pantry that I might not? But it'd be good to, as I said, step my game up.
Yeah, so that's essentially, there aren't many ingredients in this book that I haven't used before. Again, I didn't want to use this book to challenge people even further in terms of how exotic the ingredients are going to be. Not this time. Wait for the next book. So the 10 ingredients. So there's a 10 ingredients that appear at the end of the book. And many of those would be familiar to people who have cooked the recipes before. There's za'atar, preserved lemon, tahini, there's some black garlic, harissa, there's ground cardamom. Essentially, I narrowed it down to 10. And those 10 ingredients, although I wanted way more there, that's not my pantry. Those are the ones that if you go and buy them, or some of them, it would take you quite a long way in the book. So you would cook definitely more than one recipe using those ingredients. And so if you buy that jar of ground cardamom, and you use like a quarter of a teaspoon and then have it sitting there doing nothing, that's not the case in this book. You'd use it a few times. And to create an interesting pantry, you don't need many ingredients and you can achieve a lot of flavor. And these are kind of flavor bombs. You know, if you look at black garlic, that's fermented garlic that's been aging and turning black and beautiful and sweet over time. So it's a shortcut for flavor.
Yes.
So you don't need to do all the cooking in the kitchen. Some of it has been done for you by someone who's fermented the garlic for you. The same applies to preserved lemons, to harissa. These are complex flavors. And you have them and you can achieve something really delicious with much less work.
Yotam Ottolenghi's new cookbook is called Simple. I'm curious. So I'll go to some of your cookbooks often to stretch myself. What do you do? Like, who do you go to or where do you go if you want to stretch your cooking or, you know, to taste things you haven't tasted? Where do you go? Who do you ask?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I mean, I think often I try to get my inspiration from cuisines that I don't know so much about, like, because I feel quite familiar with the middle, you know, the heart, the center of the Middle East. Palestinian food, Lebanese food, Israeli food, North African. But when I want to expand, I look at cuisines that feel like they could belong in the Middle East, like Mexico or Malaysia, because there's the heat, there's the chili, there's the citrus, there's all those kind of things. But I don't know them that well. So I get a really good Mexican cookbook and I start to flick through and I learn about a new chili that I haven't come across before. That would be the source of inspiration. I'm never going to become a Mexican cook, but I can definitely use this chili to expand my repertoire.
What's on your destination wish list? What are places you haven't been to you want to?
So I haven't actually visited Mexico,
right?
Which is a travesty. When I go to America and you know, their neighbors, I tell people I haven't been to Mexico, they think it's impossible.
Is there a lot of Mexican food in London? We had a wave of Mexican food in Melbourne.
There is Mexican food, but
same.
I don't think it's the same. And you know, I've had it in California. There's very good Mexican restaurants in California, but I would love to go and travel there a little bit and really get it to understand. When you go to a place, the level of immersion is completely different, and you get a proper idea of what the food stands for.
How many cookbooks have you got?
I think I got probably about 1,000. But
1,000? That's actually not that many. There are quite a few cooks with more than that.
Yeah. The trouble with my cookbooks that I can never count it because they're split between my house and my test kitchen. And even in the house, there's some in the living room, some in the kitchen. So it's very hard for me to kind of count. I won't count them because that's boring. But
okay. Don't color code them. Otto Lange's new cookbook is called Simple. I do want to know what you are cooking tonight as well. Just let me know what you're cooking. It doesn't have to be Yotam's recipe. It might be, I don't know, maybe a frozen pizza. 1300 222 774. Don't make it frozen pizza though. Like you can stretch yourself a little bit more than that. We are going to put one of Yotam's recipes on our social media and on the website, on the recipes website. Can you take me through it, Yotam? Pappardelle with harissa, is that right?
Yeah. So pappardelle with harissa, black olives and capers. And this is, for me, it's a good example of something that almost any person would eat because it's vegetarian and who doesn't like pasta and it's quick. But it's also very much in my kind of fusion world of fusion, where I'm not a fusion cook as such, but I fuse flavors together and regions together. And this is kind of Italy meets North Africa.
Yeah, great.
So it's a really quick recipe to cook. You start by sautéing some onion. You add harissa, cherry tomatoes, and then it's olives and capers. That's kind of all there is in there. But I serve it with a good dollop of Greek yogurt. So you get So you get like a pasta that you can literally cook within, I don't know, 20 minutes. And you've got the harissa is the actually the harissa, the capers, and the olives are the flavor bombs. Those are the things that are going to make it stand out. And the yogurt is the kind of the cooling aspect. And it's just something that I would make to myself, and everybody can make. Harissa is not hard to get these days, but
you can make harissa. In fact, I think I've made harissa following the recipe of yours.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of harissa recipes out there. I mean, and then there's those that are using fresh chilies and there are those that are using dried chilies. I mean, dried chilies for making chili pastes are more work because you need to rehydrate them. But in actual fact, they give you more flavor. Because the drying process has kind of intensified the flavor. And when you get rid of liquid, you get more flavor. But it's very easy to get a really good jar of harissa, a jar or a tub or whatever it is it comes through. And or even another chili paste. You know, there's so many chili pastes.
Should I make my own pappardelle?
You can make your own pappardelle, but if you are working from Simple, I wouldn't add that to your chores. No. You know, you
buy the supermarket.
Yeah. Okay. I have published pasta recipes before, but yeah, it's not a problem.
What's the last thing you cooked for yourself to eat? Do you remember?
I think it would have been... So what I cook a lot for my children... I've got two young boys. One is 6 years old and the other is a three-year-old. Is always some kind of variation on the theme of rice, lentils, and fried onion. In the Middle East, it's called majadra, but there's a lot of variations on the theme. And the thing is, you get them to eat really good food, but you need to stuff it with a lot of fried onion because that's the sweetness. You know, that's the naughty thing.
Am I right in remembering that was your comfort food when you were a kid?
Yeah. Yeah, I always mention that because in a sense it's so wonderful to think of something that is really so, you know, the ingredients are, you know, rice, lentils and onion. I mean, you can't get more simple than that. But it's got, with the addition of a few spices like turmeric or allspice or cinnamon.
I've made your magic dish a lot.
It lifted. Isn't it so simple to make?
Yeah, it's like it nourishes you in the middle of your bones. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's what it does.
What's my replacement though? If I don't want to put fried onion in?
Oh well, if you don't want to put fried onion,
but sometimes I feel like maybe I shouldn't. I don't know.
Oh well, I like crispy garlic, which is really nice. Yep. But you just need to make sure you don't overcook it because it turns bitter in like 2 seconds. That's a good thing to add to it. But also another thing you can do, which I love doing, is taking a vegetable like a celeriac or a sweet potato or a butternut, dicing it, tossing it in oil and putting it in the oven. And you get these sweet things that come into. You need something sweet, right? So the onion does it very quickly, but a roasted butternut squash dice.
And stir that through. Delightful. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in.
It was an absolute pleasure to see you again, Raf.
Yotam Otto Lange's new cookbook is called Simple. We will put the pappardelle with harissa recipe on our website under the recipes tab and also on our social media feeds. Have a great time here.
Thank you very much.